The four C's of 21st century skills are some of the most popular learning strategies in today's environment: critical thinking, creativity, collaboration, and communication. Microsoft Teams really does all of them. Today, Akwas Latibu is joining with me to discuss how Microsoft Teams really helps students and teachers to achieve those four C's. Akwas, what's the difference between Microsoft Teams bundled with other business focused office versions and education versions like A1, A3, and A5?
So, Prabhat, if you look at Microsoft Teams is a component of the Microsoft 365 product suite. Microsoft 365 has many product components included. And one of the key component is Microsoft Teams as of today, right? So Microsoft Teams is a unified communication and collaboration platform that combines persistent workplace chat. It has video meetings. It has space for file storage. And also it has application integration, right? All together in one single place. Basically, it is a hub for teamwork, right? Which will make sure that the people who are connected to it can be more productive in terms of collaboration and communication. So when we look at Microsoft Teams into the commercial aspect of Microsoft 365, as well as into the education version of Microsoft 365, it is almost the same thing, except for the education version has a few additional functionalities, I would say features, which are integrated into Microsoft Teams. Some of these features are like assignments, quizzes, you can have the class notebooks coming in, as also certain educational applications which are already integrated into Microsoft Teams. So altogether, based on the segment, or rather based on the industry that you are in, Microsoft Teams could be suitable from an enterprise to a SMB or a government organization, as well as to an educational organization. So based on the industry that you are in, Teams can be optimized. Like for an example, if you are into the education segment, it has certain functionalities which is related to education that can make teachers and students to be more productive in terms of the 21st century learning methodology.
Especially with current COVID-19 situation, both teachers and students are looking for options to continue their learning journey remotely. How Teams can enable remote learning?
So Prabhat, looking at the current situation that not only in Sri Lanka, but globally, all the countries are going through, where most of the students are at home, whereas there is no way for them to go into schools and continue their education, and teachers are also at home. So Teams is an ideal, secure solution that is available in order to connect these teachers, or educators rather, along with the students to do some of their activities or do remote learning, right? So let me share you my screen on how what are the functionalities that Teams has and how we could do this, right? So Prabhat, when we look into Teams, right? So this is basically how the Teams application or the desktop version will look like. Now Teams is available on your mobile, both Android and iOS versions of it. You'd be able to download the app free of charge. Also Teams is available on your Mac as well as on your Windows computers, right? There you would be able to install it as an application. Also you could access Teams on the web browser. So it's a cross-platform product, which is designed, which is made in a way so that you would be able to work from anywhere at any time, as long as you have on any device, as long as you have the connectivity. Now, what I'm going to take you through is how best that a teacher or an educator and a student can collaborate using this particular tool, right? So there are many features and functionalities that Teams can do, but I'm going to just take you through one of these functionalities called Teams itself, right? So here, when I go into Teams, if you see on the screen on my left-hand side, everything that you see, these are all what we call as teams that are created. Now, these teams can be a class, or it could be a subject, it could be a group of students, or it could be basically anything, as long as it makes sense to you, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a team here, right? So here I'm going to say create a team, and these are the options that have been prompted in an education teams version. If you look at the commercial teams version, this option is not there. There are two types of teams that you could do, is private and public. But in an education version of Teams, you have all these four options. The first one is is for a classroom, right? The second one is more towards a educator to educator learning group, all right? The third one, or rather peer-to-peer learning group. The third one could be the academic staff as well as non-academic staff, everyone together as a administration team. The fourth one could be clubs and societies, like, you know, if you have chess club, you have library clubs, you have social services club, and so on in a school. So all of those can come in together in that. So here I'm going to create a class, right? And I'm going to give it a name. Let's say I'm going to make this as a grade 11 science. All right, so that is going to be my class. All right, and when I'm creating, now I'm able to add students here. So I'm going to add a few students who are part of my class, right? Add Alex, Frederick, and I'm going to add Ashley into this particular class, right? I'm going to add them up. And also, I'm going to add any other teachers apart from myself, because I'm the person who is creating. So I'll be the owner of this particular team, as well as I'll be added as the teacher, right? And also, if I want to add another teacher for this, I can add by searching them, which I would not do at this particular juncture. So I'm going to click close. Now my team is automatically created, right? So when I create this particular team, all right, now I'm just going to move it onto the top so that it's visible. I have the ability to share files, right? I have the ability to do class notebooks, assignments, and grades, and all of those things can be done. All right. And one important thing is when you consider the situation that we are all in today, right, we could do is schedule classes or do remote meeting like what we are doing at this particular moment, right? We schedule a class by clicking this. You can click on this icon here and say, you can say, okay, this is going to be science chapter one. All right. Right, and I'm going to say this is going to start. Let me spelling mistake. Right. I'm going to put the attendees, whoever or who's in my class, which are Alex, Ashley, right, as well as Frederick. Right, so I'm going to put all of them. When is the date and time I'm going to put in, right? And this is going to be scheduled here, right? And I am going to, if there are any additional details, I'm going to click send, put those and click send, right? And also I have the ability to use the scheduling assistant to see their availability on this particular time slot, right? If everything is good, I'm going to click send, right? Now what happens is the meeting is scheduled. It will go into their calendars, right? And they will be able to click and log in remotely using Teams, like a call, that how we are logged in at this particular very juncture. So when they log in, all right, they would have a screen similar to this, right? So as a teacher, I am able to share, right, by clicking this particular icon here. And since I'm already sharing, I'm unable to show you what are the options that are available, but I am able to share a PowerPoint presentation, a whiteboard, right, as well as any other, like a Word file or PDF file or anything else, whatever that I have open, a web, even a web page, right, into the screen, which should be viewable by all the students who are connected to this particular lesson. And also it has the ability to record this particular lesson. So in case if a student could not make it to the class, right, this recording is available for the student to view it later on. All right, so when the student view it later on, he or she can will not be able to miss any classes in her life. right? It is available. It could be used as references. It can be used as revision classes, right? And also as a teacher or student, when you want to enable your video, you could just click on this particular icon here and it will turn on or off your video, right? And you can blur your background so that, you know, if you are working from home, right, since we are all there, you know, it will not show your background apart from your face. And also as a teacher, right, I can make sure that whoever who is connected to this particular call, right, I can make them an attendee. Since only you and me who are connected, it's not possible, but I can make sure that everybody else is made an attendee and muted, right, so that we can make sure that none of the students are able to unmute themselves and, you know, disturb the classroom. All right, so certain features like that are available in order for the students and the teachers to carry out their remote in today's context. Also, within the Teams itself, whatever the Teams that we created just now, right? If I go there, the teachers can share not only calendar requests like this, they can start communicating with the students, also share files and folders with related to notes and all the other stuff inside the class materials, which is by default, which is created and so on, right? So these are some of the functionalities that are available for teachers and students to take the classes going on in today's context.
Akbar, if you need to conduct a monthly test or an SM, how can we do it?
Prabhat, again, let me share my screen. Right. So while I'm sharing, let me tell you, right. So when we do a remote learning, another thing that would come into the requirement is students can start learning remotely through video calls or meetings like this, right? So how are we going to test what they have learned? All right. So similar to the question that you were asking, monthly test and assignments and so on. So Teams for Education by default has the ability to do assignments and quizzes, right? So I'll again go to the same team that we created. All right, here, when we go into this, right? Now I can have multiple channels created. A channel inside a team could be a topic of that particular lesson. For an example, I can create a channel as chapter one of science, which is, can be photosynthesis, let's say. Right? Okay, so I'm gonna add this particular channel. So likewise, I can add channels for every topic that is under it and start sharing notes and start sharing files according to that, which will be much more effective, organized for students to retrieve. And also, addressing the same question again, I have the ability to do assignments and quizzes. How? By clicking on the assignments, which is by default, which is integrated with every team that I create, right? I'm gonna go into assignments and say get started and create. Now, when I could create, if you see, there are a couple of options that comes in. First is assignment, second is quiz. Now, when I click assignments, it gives me a detailed page where I'll have to give in the necessary details in order to create this particular assignment. Let's say this is assignment one on photosynthesis, right? Photosynthesis, right. So I am going to put in the instruction as, please find the details from the attached assignment brief, right? So I could create a Word file or a PDF file, whichever that makes it easier. Which is my assignment brief. I can upload it from all these locations plus my own computer. I want to upload it from my computer. Yes, I'm going to say assignment, right? So this is the assignment brief that I've created. I'm attaching to it, right? And done. And while the attachment is uploaded here, the brief, I can also add a rubric, or it could be the marking scheme, right? So let's say in my assignment, right, I will show you. My assignment is all about explain or describe photosynthesis using an image, right? So I can create rubric for Okay, so let's say description. This is how I'm going to give the marks, right? So it's going to be having points. I'm going to say it's going to be 100%. Excellent criteria is going to be, let's say, detailed description with supporting image, right? So good is going to be just detailed description without image. Fair is going to be a brief description. Is going to be incorrect description. So these things could be anything, and you know, based on the requirements that you have. So once you have, I can add other criterias by clicking the plus sign here, okay, and keep marks to be distributed. I can give 50% here, 50% there, it's up to us. Click attach. So that is a marking scheme that I've already created, right? And I'm going to assign it to this particular, and I'm going to select students, so I'm going to assign it to all the students. Right, so it's going to be all the students. I can have a due date. So due date, I can edit and say when is it scheduled, when is it due, and I can have a close date. Right, so when I have a close date, then it is a hard stop. There is no late turn-ins allowed. So I'm going to click done, and I'm going to assign this. So the moment I assign this, all the students will be notified in their activity saying that okay. There is an assignment that is already been assigned to you. All right. So I can go into a student view. Let me open up my browser. So I'm going to open up Teams. All right. So these are the classes that this particular student is part of. This is the class that we wanted to explore, and we gave the assignment. So this is the notification saying that there is assignment already been assigned, and you can go into activity. As a student, I can see that I have been assigned an assignment, right? I can click on it, right? And also I can go directly into the assignment. So this is the view assignment part. I'm going to go in. And from here, I'll be able to see the details of the assignment. All right. So I can see the details of the assignment. I can click and download this and open it on in Word or Word Online or Word open in Teams, right? And I can do the necessary edits, and I can upload it back and turn it in. So I'm going to upload the work that I have already completed with regards to this particular assignment, right? Again, on my computer. Right, and this is my submission file. Done. And I'm going to click done, right? So I have uploaded my assignment, and I am going to turn it in. Now that I have turned it in, that means that my assignment is submitted, right? Now I'm going to go back to my teacher's login here, right? Now I can go in to the assignments, right? View assignments. I can go here directly, right? From here, I can see who has turned in, who has not turned in the particular assignment, right? And I can also export this to an Excel, right? So by going into turned in, I can see the view history, when he has viewed it, when he has opened it, right? Yeah, so viewed and assigned and so on and so forth. So that particular details will be visible to me. And this is the assignment that I've done, right? That I have picture and everything. As a teacher, now I can score this saying that okay, so based on the marking scheme, I want to say this guy has an image and detailed description. So I'm going to say this is excellent and done, right? So when I do that, I want to say it is excellent, right? And I'm going to say it is done, right? So now the points is automatically calculated, and I go into a return, right? So now everything is saved. And likewise, I can navigate from the next student to next student to next student. All right. Click close. Right. Now, these two have not turned in. The turned in one, I have scored, right? And I can give feedbacks here as well. Right. All of those things can be done. All right. And I can go into grades, and I'll be able to see all the students and their grades. Right. So only one person has been graded. So likewise, if I have two, three assignments for this particular semester, all of these things will be shown, and I can export it to Excel here as well. So again, So that is on the assignment side. What if we I need to create a quiz instead, right? So I can do that by going into, again, create, right? Quiz, right? Now this will open up Microsoft Forms, which is also another component inside the Microsoft 365 product suite, right? So this could be used in used in many different areas. So one of in the education segment, you could use this to create your questions and so on, right? Okay, so as the teacher, I'm able to create new, right? I can say this is the monthly test. So on questions, right, and I can add new questions. It could be multiple choice, it could be a single text answer, or it could be a detailed text answer, right? And also you could even upload attachments here and so on, right? So I'm going to go ahead and create. Okay, let's say question number one is one, so this could be answer one, the answer two, right? And I can say if answer one is the correct option, I can make sure it will be automatically corrected. So say answer two. Right, I can add a couple of more, so three. So likewise, I can go on, right? And I can say this is required, right? And say this is about 5 points or 50 points for this particular question. And I can have another question. Let's say this is going to be a text, right? So this is, I can say, what is the formula for water, right? Answer, I can say this is the correct answer is H2O, right? And that's 50 points, right? Oh, if that, so this is a short answer question, so I can put the correct answer. If it has to be a long answer, like essay type question, I can put long answer, and there is no correct answer ability to be filled in, right? So it will not be able to auto correct it. So I'm going to put short answer, right? And so likewise, I can create and then I can share it with my students. So, and when they respond, right, I'll be able to see how many responses, average score, status, and I can even export the responses to Excel, right, which will help me to have a detailed assignment and quiz environment that I could do within the Microsoft Teams environment.
Akbash, will this platform enable teachers and students collaborate more on handouts, homeworks, and etc.?
Of course, yes, Prabhat, because like I said, in Teams, if I share my screen, right, the team that we created earlier, all right, if I go to the same screen again, all right, so this is the Teams that we have created, and here also, teachers and students are able to chat with one another, right, in this particular thread or in this particular team itself. Or they could have a one-on-one communication that's going on in the Teams chat area, all right? And they can have calls within this. Let's say, for an example, with Alex, right? I can have a call, I can have a video call, I can share my desktop and ask for help from my teacher, right? And on top of that, there is another interesting functionality within Teams is something called Class Notebook. Now, Class Notebook, right, is, again, I would say, an advanced version or a version of OneNote which is customized or enhanced for education, right? So this, when I want to set up a class notebook within Teams, right, it gives by default a couple of sections, or rather three sections. The first section helps the student and the teacher to have a collaborative environment where the teacher can put in notes, student also can come and put in their findings, right? Have a collaborative environment that would create, right? And the second section, all right, so when we have the class notebook set up, right, I can expand this particular area, and now I can see what are the sections that are available. So by default, there are three sections that are available. The first section is the collaboration space, right, where the teacher and the student will be able to collaborate together. I can create a new page here, right? And I can say this could be an interactive area where the teacher and the student can come and contribute with each other, right? So I can ask questions, students can come and answer questions, or I can put content here, student can also put their findings. So collaboration space, both can have read and write permission. So then you have the content library. Content library is teacher has the or the educator has the ability to edit, whereas the student has the ability to have a view only mode. So I can go here, this place I can use mainly for notes on photosynthesis, right? So I can have all my findings, all my notes copied or written here, so that it is available for the students. Students can go back, they can open up this particular area and they can read, they can learn, right? And also this could be another area. I can make this as a site, a sub page, and say this could be the homework questions, right? And I can have a list of questions, so this cannot be edited, right? So this is only view only for students. So I can have question one, question two. So likewise, a list of questions that the students will have to go back, right, and answer. All right. So what students can do is, as a teacher, I'll be able to see all my students' notebooks listed, right, which is the third section, right? So you can see all the student notebooks are listed here. Their homework, their quizzes, their handouts, their class notes, everything I'll be able to see. All right. So what the students can do is, they can go into their homework tab, right, and they can see the questions that I have listed out here. All right. And they can start answering in their homework tab. They can put up a title saying that, okay, homework on this particular date, these are the answers. So as the teacher, I'll be able to mark here itself, right? If I have a touch enabled device, I can put that this is the marking thing, and I can say, okay, these are the right answers, right? And I can give my necessary feedback. So of course, if you have a touch enabled, otherwise you can just use type and give your feedback accordingly, right? So likewise, the class notebook can also be used within Teams in order to have a more collaborative environment between the educator and the students in a environment like this.
Some schools may be already using other education solutions. Is it possible to integrate other third-party applications and solutions on top of these, or will they be able to develop custom applications when they need and run it on Teams?
Definitely, Prabha. Teams, let me again share my screen to you, right? Teams has the ability to use certain applications which are already pre-built, which you could find inside the apps area in Teams, right? So this is even available for the commercial environment, but for the education, there is a specific education area where you would be able to see that there are a lot of apps that are there which could be integrated within Teams and used, right, provided that the school has the subscriptions and they are using this. If not, the school can use Microsoft Power Apps, which is also part and parcel of Microsoft 365, and develop their app on top of that. So Power Apps is a low code or no code solution that is available, that you could easily develop your apps which could run on mobile as well as web, right? And then you could download and upload it to Teams as a custom apps, and it will be available to all your students and teachers. So yes, it is possible to integrate your already existing applications, or else you can develop and upload the applications.